Nigerian soldiers arrived to the sounds of cheering crowds in Liberia today. It's the first wave of an international rescue mission to help bring peace to the war-torn country and to help usher out Liberia's current president, Charles Taylor. Carl Vick of The Washington Post has been covering the conflict in Liberia, and he joins us now from Monrovia. Hello, Carl.
Hi.
The Nigerian troops arrived by helicopter at the airport today. It sounds like they received quite a reception.
Yeah, they had been keeping people off the tarmac, but the board tour were allowed to pour through, and there's a fair number of displaced people. I mean, it's not like that many people live around the airport, but people have sort of fled the city and covered the 40 or 50 miles to live out there, and they just sort of swept onto the tarmac and were chanting. It's this mantra here: no more war, we want peace. And they even carried one Nigerian. The guys who arrived today were Nigerian peacekeepers. They carried a colonel away on their shoulders. It's a pretty happy scene.
How many troops arrived in this contingent, and how much and how quickly will this deployment grow?
When I left the airport in early afternoon, there were probably about 100 or so. They were going to bring 300, a little more than 300 in today, about half of their first battalion. When they get to, I gather that when they get to the full battalion, which is 700-some men.
Well, Carl, judging from the response of the crowd there, it sounds like the Liberians have very high expectations for the troops and the hope that they'll be able to quell the fighting. But this first contingent, they plan to stay near the airport and around the capital outskirts. Is there a concern that they may not be able to keep the fighting from continuing there in Monrovia or in the port city of Buchanan?
I gather they have a pretty robust mandate. They say they can defend themselves and ask to defend the civilian population. You know, they're regular forces. They're trained. I think a lot of these guys are U.S. trained, and this contingent that arrived today is already from Sierra Leone, where they were on a U.N. peacekeeping mission, and they received some U.N. training for that. The forces that have been fighting here in Liberia are irregulars, and that's really a generous phrase. It's kids with guns. And in the past, they've pretty much respected professional soldiers. A good sign today is that the LURD, which is the rebel force, raised a white flag on their side of the bridge that everyone's been fighting over for the last 2 weeks.
The Nigerians, what is their record with peacekeeping?
Well, it's quite checkered here. Nigeria, not as a UN peacekeeping force, which this will be, but as a regional force, occupied peacekeeping positions here from 1990 to 1998. They mostly stopped the fighting, but it's sort of at a cost. Commanders on the ground were brokering weapons deals with assorted factions. They were selling guns to Charles Taylor at one point, his faction, and they were selling his opponents at another point, and basically going into the warlord business themselves.
Now, Carl, speaking of Charles Taylor, the Liberian president over the weekend set a date for his departure 1 week from today on August 11th. But he has backed away from his promise to go into exile, and he seems to be coming up with new conditions for his exit.
Yeah, he does. He's a really slippery character. You know, wire service today described him as a wily survivor, and that's what he is. And he's really extraordinarily adept at manipulating outside forces, internal forces, to stay a player. So there's a lot of pressure. You know, over the weekend, Jacques Klein, Kofi Annan's special representative to Liberia, referred to him as a pathological killer who ought to get while the getting's good. He's really strong language, and I'm sure it was meant to sort of take the starch out of him and remind him that he's not in a strong position here to negotiate or try to slip away.
Carl Vick, covering the conflict in war-torn Liberia. He spoke to us from Monrovia. Please stay safe, Carl. Thanks for speaking to us.
Thank you.